Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why on a Monday? Why can't Biden push it back a couple of days?
I feel like a Wednesday would be appropriate.
Yeah, without doing an extension. Yep. You know,
what is it? You got to have whatever payment needs to be postmarked by today. It doesn't necessarily have to be in their hands by today, but it needs to be postmarked today. I believe that was the...
Should have a tax day for procrastinators. Like some normal people have it on the 15th. Us procrastinators have it like on the 19th.
I think it should always be the third Wednesday of the month. Mondays are just, that's a tough ask. I know it doesn't fall on a Monday every year, but that's a tough ask. Now, obviously, if it fell on a Saturday or Sunday, obviously you don't have to have it on that day, but it does get pushed to the 16th, but that still leads you to a Monday. I think Wednesday, third Wednesday of April, make it happen.
All right, good luck to everybody out there that are completing your taxes and getting the freebies that come with tax day. Like Krispy Kreme has like free donuts.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. That eases the sting a little bit. Unless you're getting a return. If you're getting a refund, then you can blow it all on Krispy Kreme.
If you're just tuning in, you haven't heard the news. Frankie Fiddler not ready to make his decision today. I don't know when that will happen. Conversation with him late last night after a return from Michigan State. So he is still undecided. And I wish I could say maybe it'll happen tomorrow or sometime this week, but I'm not sure. And it's perfectly fine for him to weigh all options and make the right decision for him. But when he does, he still will come on the show. So that's why there was no announcement today. All right, for Nick, for Jimmy, I'm Gary. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 with a full breakdown of the WNBA draft from pick 1 through 36.
Analysis and everything.
And
see if your mocks are right.
And which country did the best in the Boston Marathon, which is about to get underway. That's all tomorrow at 6. Crossover's coming up next.